We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twins lose yesterday 14-4 to the Mets. Mike Max, that was not a good loss.
Ooh, that got ugly. You know, if you didn't see it, I mean, it's hard for people to maybe fathom. Martin Perez pitched, wow, it was that.
Yeah.
Real back and forth pitchers, Duhin Vargas until the seventh inning, and he was out by then. And then Trevor May got into it with Dominique Smith, and 0-2, and Smith works him, and he hangs a little bit of his curveball for the second straight game, and Smith hits it well over the right field wall in game, set, match. And then after that, they really poured it on. Rosario dropped a routine fly ball in left field and scored two in the eighth. Oof. And big Pete Alonso, if you came to see him and you heard about that rookie, he treated the fans with a 473-foot monster. As things got ugly, Adrianza came in and pitched. So, you know, you can kind of walk past it after you get to a certain point in that thing, but it just was that it's three straight losses, and it's the way they fell apart. Not all the relief pitcher's fault, but certainly, if you're looking at bullpen help, you got to look hard now and figure out, because these are going to become really big at bats every day, it looks like, and really big at bats, really big situations. And there is a chance. We were talking about this on Sunday with Tom Kelly. You know, do you have a starter that can become a reliever if you go get a good starter? And he said that's always risky business, because you don't know how a starter is going to react in the bullpen. But Martin Perez might be one of those guys that if you went out and got a starter, you could throw him in as your first lefty up in the bullpen. And he looks like he could be pretty good, because he throws hard enough, and he looks like he could give you an inning or two of really good relief if you went out and got a starting pitcher. So that could be one of the things in play now.
The fielding is a bit of a concern here the last few games.
Yep, for two games, yeah. They just, not sharp. Between pass balls and just stuff that shouldn't happen fundamentally, that's not, that's not acceptable. Not just any time of the year when you've been playing so well. And you have to really put a lot of pressure on yourself to get home runs at that juncture. And they didn't, they got a couple home runs yesterday. Cruz came back and Garver obviously hit one, but you put a lot of pressure on yourself if you don't pick the ball up. And you don't have to be great every night, but if you don't, if you're not at least pretty good, you really make it tough on yourself. Those extra outs are killers.
In their last 10 games, Oakland is 8-2. They come in with a 6-game winning streak, and they're I think kind of tied with Cleveland as far as a wild card spot right now. They're pretty good.
Yeah, Oakland looked good when the Twins drafted over the 4th of July. Oakland looked good, and they've got, there's Chapman, they got to play third base. He's there. They always got one of these guys up and coming, going way back, Billy Bean, and Miguel Tejada, and they've always got guys coming through that are really good. You never know when they're going to trade them, but they're really good, and Chapman is that right now, that plays third base. Liriano's got a chance to be really good out there in center field, and then somehow they do it with these the cast offs. The Twins they got three twins, Grossman and Herman, the catcher that hit the grand slam against them last series, and then Liam Hendricks is just outstanding in the bullpen now, an all star. So I don't know how they do it. I don't know what their eye for talent is, or what they see, or what they look for. But if you'd have told me, the A's are going to have Herman and Grossman starting, I'd go, okay. They're a bottom feeder team. I suppose that makes sense if those guys make that team. But they find ways to get production out of those guys.
The Lynx lost last night, too.
Lynx were behind by quite a bit, and Seattle scored 50 points in the first half. That's a huge number. That's not acceptable defense. And then Lynx came back and cut it. Had a long, big run there in the second half, but the interesting part was Natasha Howard, who was a role player for the Lynx, is starting to thrive out there in Seattle, and she had a career-high 33 points and some key baskets. But Lynx did not when Seattle wanted to get something, they got open looks, and they shoot the ball pretty well. Lynx did, too, to get back in it, but they shoot the ball. They make open shots, and at least last night they were. So they're all part of that same logjam in the middle of the Western Conference standings. Seattle, obviously, we've talked about before, but Sue Bird and Brianna Stewart out with injury. Those are their all-stars from their championship team last year. But they're still well coached, man. They get open shots when they want to, and that's usually because of a coaching philosophy.
And to complete the trifecta, the Loons lost last night.
Loons lost a friendly to Aston Villa from England, who's from the Premier League. And I know we're still all getting our arms around what friendlies and this and that. There's a really good team from the Premier League out there that came over as part of their spring training, if you will, before the season, I guess. And so that they're seeing a top-notch team. Now, Loons didn't play all their best players either, but, boy, those goals they had were pretty. Wow, you go, that's a different level. I haven't seen that before. They looked really good. And you can see what the top tier team looks like. But 7-game win streak, you lose one friendly to a really good team like that, they're in good shape.
Are the Wolves done dealing now, Maxie? Is that all kind of over in the NBA?
I don't think they're done dealing. I don't think the roster's complete. I just don't know what it is they can get done that's significant before the season. There's still guys sitting out there. To me, Teague still becomes a big piece of it. Although you could go to the season with him last year of a contract, see if he'll play through that. He did help them and want to help them at least, and did some stuff working with his coaching staff on the summer league stuff. So maybe he's got a commitment there. But in the last year of his contract, if he plays well early or something like that, you might be able to move him to some team that he wants to sign an extension with or something like that. But I still think they would like to fortify the point guard position with another point guard. And last time I looked, Trey Burke and Jeremy Lin were out there, a couple of veterans. I think guys like that could be in play. Unless they trade Teague, I can't see them doing any big deal right now. Jared Culver, by the way, is going to be introduced officially finally today because of the rules of the NBA in the summer league. He's going to be officially announced at a press conference in St. Paul as the first-round draft pick of the Timberwolves today.
Well, we'll look forward to that. I know you'll be covering that as well. If I could get you back in an hour, that'd be wonderful.
You got it, David. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.